to the March meeting of Port Houston's Commission. We are glad to have you all here today and looking forward to a smooth and successful meeting this morning. Before we get started with our regular agenda, there are three recognitions that we would like to make this morning. First of all, the Investment Policy Certification Award. In February, Port Houston was again awarded the Certificate of Distinction for its investment policy by the Government Treasurer's Organization of Texas. Port Houston first received a certificate in March of 2013 and again in 2015. A Certificate of Distinction is awarded for those policies that meet the established criteria, including requirements relating to ethical disclosures, conflicts of interest, and investment training, and that fully comply with the Texas Public Funds Investment Act. The Government Treasurer's Organization of Texas congratulated Port Houston for its commitment in maintaining a comprehensive written investment policy, and I would like to thank our very own Mr. Raymond Yee, Senior Director of Treasury, for his team and his team for their outstanding efforts in achieving this honor. Yeah. Ray, would you please stand? Thank you, Ray. Secondly, the ISO 28000 security recertification. Port Houston has been recertified to the ISO 28000-2007 standard for supply chain security. In 2008, Port Houston was the first port authority in the world to be certified to that standard, and it remains the only port authority in the United States to achieve this stringent international security standard. Over the 9 years of continuous certification, Port Houston's security management team has achieved continual improvement due to the diligence and dedication of our HSSE personnel who have the responsibility for implementation and improvement to this system. There are many from the HSSE team that contributed greatly to achieving this success, and we appreciate all that they do to ensure safety and security at Port Houston. But I'd like to take a moment to recognize someone here with us today, Ms. Patricia Ramsey, who has taken the lead to ensure continued SMS certification for many years now. Thank you, Patricia, for your leadership. And finally, speaking of the HSSE team, earlier this month, Port Houston's emergency manager, Mr. Colin Rizzo, received the Lou Harrell Emergency Manager of the Year Award from the Emergency Management Association of Texas. This award recognizes the achievement and hard work of individuals, organizations, and jurisdictions that have made exceptional efforts to further the field of emergency management and ensure the whole community approach to preventing, preparing for, mitigating against, responding to, and recovering from disasters. Colin had many notable accomplishments this past year, including the purchase and implementation of a new computer-aided dispatch system that will connect Port Houston with more than 20 other regional agencies. He also acquired a $1 million grant for the new mobile command center and responding to countless emergencies such as the Aframax River fire and the Apache helicopter crash. A special thank you and congratulations to Colin Rizzo for exceptional achievement in your field. Colin. And for those of you who may be interested, the new mobile command center will be on display outside this building at the conclusion of this meeting, along with a new Port Houston fire truck. And I encourage you to stop by and take a visit. And Colin, you'll probably be out there to tell us all about it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, I should have noted right from the beginning that obviously I am not Chairman Longoria. Chairman Longoria is under the weather today. She asked me to fill in for her, so that's why I'm sitting here in her chair today. We wish her well. The first item on our agenda is the approval of minutes from the January 31st, 2017.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Corrigan and a second from Commissioner Meese. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. We also have some Port Commission committee updates. First of all, the Audit Committee meeting of March 7th, 2017. Commissioner Branch, you going to give that update for us?
I do. I will. The internal audit reports for the Audit Committee. The committee reviewed and discussed a draft of the August 1st, 2016 actuarial evaluation audit report as prepared by Gabriel Roeder and Smith. The actuarial audit is a Texas government code requirement for plans with assets over $100 million and is an independent review by qualified actuary to test the reasonableness of the plan's assumptions. The GRS overall opinion is that the August 1st, 2016 actuarial evaluation prepared by and retained actuary Milliman provides a fair and reasonable assessment of the financial position of the plan. Several recommendations were made by GRS, including a recommendation to consider lowering the investment return assumption to a rate that is within the retained actuary's likely range of 4% to 6.87%. In fact, on December 13, 2016, the Port Commission approved the reduction of the actuarial investment return assumption rate from 7% to 6.75, which is in line with the auditor's recommendation. Other recommendations related primarily to the new or revised ASOP's actuarial standard of practice disclosures. Management agreed with these and plans to incorporate them in the future evaluation report. The final August 1st, 2016 actuarial evaluation audit report will be presented to the full commission during the April 16th Port Commission meeting. Staff will also provide audit reports related to an accounts payable recovery audit service report, which reviewed disbursements for goods and services over a 2.5 year period. The audit confirmed payments of those goods and services were approximately 99% accurate. A Texas Ethics Commission Form 1295, HB 1295 compliance report, which shows no discrepancies in 2016. The Wilhelm Ship Service Breakbook Audit Report and Port and Promotional Development Fund Review, third quarter 2016. In addition, staff informed the committee that there were no issues reported under the Port Authority's whistleblower policy during the December 16th or January 2017. I'm pleased to answer any questions you have as it relates to this report.
Okay, thank you. Any of the commissioners have any questions or comments concerning the audit report? Okay, moving on then to the March 7th Pension and Benefits Committee meeting. Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Good morning. The Pension and Benefit Committee held its meeting March 7th, 2017, and covered a few items. The first item was a review of the investment performance for the fourth quarter of 2016 for both pension plan and OPEB trust. As of December 31st, 2016, the pension plan had assets of $165 million, and the OPEP trust had an asset of $53 million. Both plans had positive returns of over 10% for the year 2016, which compares very favorably against our new actuary assumption rate of 6.75%. Following the elections last November, domestic equity markets have done very well, while international equity and core fixed income benchmarks have struggled somewhat. Our pension plan continues to be well-funded. As of the last evaluation on August the 1st, 2016, the funded ratio was 92.4%. Second, staff provided an update on the pension plan actuarial audit, which is required to be performed once every 5 years. This update was also presented to the audit committee. Gabriel Roeder Smith and Company, known as GRS, was engaged to audit the actuarial assumption and valuation report prepared for our actuary, Millman. The draft audit report offers a number of suggestions for improvement, but indicates that the evaluation prepared by Millman provides a fair and reasonable assessment of the financial position of the pension plan. The financial audit report should be presented next month. Item three was the annual review of the asset allocation for the pension plan and the OPEB trust. Staff and our pension consultants at ANCO Consulting reviewed the current assessment allocation. They also presented three alternative allocations in the event the committee was interested in increasing the percentage of fixed income investments, which is currently 45% of the portfolio, and reducing riskier asset classes. Over the long-term horizon, the expected risk of returns under those three options were not significantly different from those expected under the current assessment allocation. Therefore, the committee felt no need to recommend any changes at this time. That concludes the report. Mr. Chairman, did we skip?
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions?
I would like to also say that Ray and our consultants and everybody involved in this pension plan does one hell of a good job for our plan.
Great. Any questions regarding the report?
And I would add that going to 6.75% on the assumption rate was a
good
big
thing.
Plus.
Yes.
Our 10, so that gives us a nice cushion there.
Yes.
Credit balance.
And I'd like to just assure all of our employees, if you need any further assurance at all, that the commissioners take your pension and your benefits very seriously. We spend a lot of time and energy making sure that we do the very best we know how to do, and we appreciate your service, and this is part of it, so thank you.
Yes.
Okay, next item on the agenda is appearances. Mr. Erickson, do we have any appearances
I'm
today?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay, well then moving on. Our next report is a staff report from Mr. Gunther.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Kennedy, and the rest of the commissioners and guests. Thanks for joining us today. I'm pleased to report that cargo moving through port facilities this year is off to a really solid start. Through the first 2 months of the year, our terminals have handled 5.7 million tons of cargo, which is a 3% increase over last year so far. The container activity is moving at a very rapid pace to begin this year, up 10% in February and up 17% in total TEUs through the first 2 months of this year. To put this in perspective, we've handled a little more than 385,000 TEUs through the first 2 months of this year. That's more than 57,000 more TEUs than we handled in the first 2 months of last year. And it's extremely encouraging as well that our loaded container portion of that volume is up 21% over that same period, the first 2 months of the year. And it's a very balanced trade as well. We're about 50-50 on imports versus exports, which is a really good position to be in as we look forward through this year, and the more exports and resin volume, and it creates availabilities for empty containers as well. So we're excited about that. Steel continues to lag a little bit, down 4% for the year, still down from the highs in 2015, but we're hopeful that The energy market turns around a little bit, and that will change in the near future. I know it's very early in the year, but it's clearly certainly extremely positive start to this year, and we're excited about that. So we continue to strategically prepare for this growth that we're already seeing, and we expect for the end of this year, to begin at the end of this year, by making the investments and developing our facilities for this increased demand, including a couple of projects you'll see on the agenda today that are up for your consideration and recommendation for approval, which includes the design of Wharf 3 at Barber's Cut, as well as the Container Yard 7 at Bayport. So we keep moving forward to stay ahead of this demand curve, and our group and our team and our whole staff is really committed and ready for what's in front of us, not only for this year, but in future years to come. So we're really excited. It's great to be off to a good start, and we think 2017 is going to be a great year. That's really all I have, Commissioner.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Gunther? Okay, moving on then to our regular agenda. We're at item G, executive. Item G1 is to amend the professional services contract with Greenberg Traurig LLP for state and federal governmental policy consulting and support in an additional amount of $70,000.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, agenda item G2 is an effort to amend our environmental policy, to restate it and to make for some clarity there. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Corgi, second from Commissioner Meese. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes. Item G3, authorize an interlocal agreement with the Houston-Galveston Area Council to support an analysis of vehicle activity data to improve regional freight mobility and air quality planning in and around Port Houston in an amount not to exceed $25,000.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded from Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Moving to the commercial activity, first leases, agenda item H1, approve a lease rate increase of 3% for applicable Port Authority month-to-month leases effective May the 1st.
Do we approve?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Don Carlos, second from Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
This doesn't affect leases that are in effect. These are leases that are just on month-to-month, right?
These are month-to-month.
It's not across the board.
The longer-term leases already have...
Right, so it's not another bump on that one. It's just month-to-month.
Okay. Maintain the consistency of the month-to-month.
Bringing them all
correct.
Okay, item H2. Approve the following agreements with Empire Stevedoring of Houston Incorporated to occur concurrently, but no earlier than April 1st, 2017. First, a lease of approximately 5.53 acres out of Block 3 of the South Side Wharves at an annual base rent of $194,118 with a 3% annual escalation. And B, a freight handling assignment agreement. And C, a stevedore license for a 5-month term. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The next five items are related to leases of port resources. I'd like to take items H3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 together.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Corgi made the motion. It's seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on to the area of finance and the authority to obtain bids, proposals, and qualifications, we have five formal procurements to approve today. Those are all covered in agenda item I-1. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Commissioner Branch makes the motion. Commissioner Don Carlo, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving to item number 2, authorize funding for the Port Authority Self-Insurance Loss Fund account for insurance year 2017-2018 and authorize its third-party claims administrator to pay claims from such account in accordance with the amended insurance program and indemnification policy in an amount not to exceed $1,750,000. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Branch and a second from Commissioner Corgi. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number I-3 is approve Vanguard for management of large cap core equity assets for the Port of Houston Authority's restated retirement plan and the irrevocable trust established for other post-employment benefits.
Motion.
I have a motion from Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. There were no items on today's agenda from HSSE. Moving on then to infrastructure. Item K1, reject all proposals for Woodhouse Terminal water and sewer line replacement.
Motion. Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Corgi, second from Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, item K2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $4,025,000 for the design of the rehabilitation of Wharf 3 at Barber's Cut Terminal to the top-ranked proposer. Staff's ranking is first, Brown and Gay Engineers Incorporated, second, CH2M, and third, AECOM Technical Services.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion from Commissioner Branch, second from Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item K3, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $2,363,968 for the design of Container Yard 7 at Bayport Container Terminal to the top-ranked proposer. Staff ranking is first, RPS Klotz Associates, second, BGE Incorporated, and third, Lockwood, Andrews, and Newman Incorporated.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Branch, a second from Commissioner Corgi. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Agenda item K4, enter into a memorandum of agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for placement of dredge material by a non-federal interest into the federal dredge material placement area pursuant to Section 217B of the Water Resources Development Act of 1996.
Question.
Was that a motion?
No, I have a question on this.
Okay, we have to have a motion first. Okay, motion from Commissioner Branch.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Don Carlos, and we have a question on item K4.
Non-federal interest.
We are the non-federal sponsor for the Houston Ship Channel, but what I'd like to do is maybe get us someone to explain what this is.
Yeah, this is
doing. And if I may, this kind of goes along with the next one as well. So, Rich, why don't you explain?
Yeah, there's some new guidance from the Corps of Engineers that allows Port Authority to play a intermediary role between the Corps of Engineers and private interests along the Ship Channel.
Okay.
And so we can play a broker to allow, to enable them to more efficiently put their dredge material into federal placement areas. So the next item in the agenda is actually the first agreement with ExxonMobil for us to be able to facilitate that placement at efficient rate, efficient Port Authority tipping fee rates. So it's just making things efficient for the private interest along the ship channel.
Great. Okay.
So this one is the agreement with the Corps, and then the next one is the agreement with Exxon to use
with the industry.
But it's a good deal for our users of the
for us and our tenants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So are there any other questions on this item? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Next, item K5, enter into a dredge material placement agreement with ExxonMobil for disposal of an estimated 175,000 cubic yards of dredge material at Alexander Island placement area to collect Port Authority and federal tipping fees and disperse federal fees collected to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for subsequent use and operation and maintenance of the designated placement area.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item K6, enter into a gratuitous service agreement with the United States Coast Guard to construct, at no cost to the U.S. Coast Guard, a navigation aid structure marking the Bayport ship channel, and after construction, to transfer the structure to the United States Coast Guard for operation and maintenance.
Motion. Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Corgi, second from Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Next is item K7, and I'd like to do 7 and 8 together. Issue a transmission distribution license to CenterPoint Energy Houston Electric for a 138 kilovolt transmission line over and across the Southside Mainland Railroad right-of-way in Houston. And there's a twin to that in item number
motion
8.
To approve 7 and 8.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Commissioner Branch, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's passed. Item number 9, approve the renewal of expiring Port Authority licenses for new 10-year terms. Houston Ammonia Terminal LP, HSC Pipeline Partnership, LLC, Rahm and Haas, Texas, Incorporated, Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP, and Equistar Chemicals, LP.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. I had initially had intended on taking some of these next items in groups, but in thinking about it, these next items demonstrate our local industry's commitment to continuing investment in their facilities up and down our ship channel, and I thought it was appropriate to just handle them individually for that reason. So while it's probably more efficient to do them all together, I'd like to do them separately today if we could. Item number K10, issue a marine construction permit to HFOTCO LLC to construct Ship Dock 5 adjacent to the Jacinto Port Channel in Houston.
Move approval.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Corgi, second by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. K11, issue a marine construction permit to Magellan Terminals Holding LP to construct a marine terminal facility adjacent to the Houston Ship Channel in Pasadena.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Meese, a second from Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item number 12, issue a marine construction permit to CGBM Global Incorporated to stabilize the shoreline, install pilings and a spud barge, and dredge to a depth of 4 feet mean lower low water adjacent to Old River in Channelview.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Branch.
Well, I know this is a different one, but I did we collecting rent?
on this one?
We have not established a lease on submerged lands of this property. They're the owner of this property, and we're permitting them to build a bulkhead. Is that correct?
They're dredging and putting in spud barge, installing piling. So I guess there's a dock and a...
Right outside of their property.
It's outside their property?
Well, it's in the water.
Yeah.
They own the property.
I don't know how far out this one goes, though. I can't...
We just don't have a submerged land procedure.
Well, were we going to establish one?
We're going to...
Should we award this before we establish it?
In the lease, it says that if we do that, they have to abide by it.
That's going to be in the contract? So if we approve it, we're not shooting ourselves in the foot?
Right. We have the ability to go back and do a lease of the submerged lands afterwards.
So that's part of the contract that we will present with them. Okay.
That's correct.
Any further questions? Okay, I had a motion by Commissioner Meese and a second by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Item K13, issue a pipeline license to Ineos Americas LLC for one 10-inch water line under and across Southside Main Line Railroad right-of-way in Pasadena.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Meese, second by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item number K14, amend a pipeline license for KM Liquid Terminals LLC to add one 8-inch methyl tert butyl ether pipeline and one 6-inch wastewater pipeline within an existing pipeline rack across Panther Creek in Houston.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 15 is another construction permit. Amend a marine construction permit to Intercontinental Terminals Company to modify an existing marine terminal facility adjacent to the Houston Ship Channel in Pasadena.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have Commissioner Meese making the motion, second by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
A lot of activity in Pasadena, Lord.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, moving on along to operations. Item L1, award a 2-year contract to North Star Industries for the repair of motors, generators, and alternators for Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $1 million.
Motion.
I have a motion from Commissioner Fitzgerald, second from Commissioner Corgi. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item L2, award a 2-year contract to Abbott Michelli Technologies for purchase of parts and repair services for truck scales at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Motion. Second.
Motion from Commissioner Branch, second from Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Award a 2-year, this is item L3, award a 2-year contract to purchase tires for RTG cranes and terminal equipment at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $1,227,991 to T&W Tire LLC, and a 2-year contract to Beasley Tire Service Houston Incorporated for intermodal tractor tires in an amount not to exceed $145,000.
So moved.
Second.
One question.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Meese, second from Commissioner Branch, and a question.
Why are we breaking them up, two contracts?
This is a bid that we put out that we allow it to be divisible. One of them has a contract for like passenger tires and smaller tires, and the other part is for large tires for RTGs and truck tires and that type of stuff. So we allow them to bid on all, and we have the ability to divide the bid and award separately.
Okay. Okay, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item L4, award a 2-year contract to Rush Truck Centers of Texas LP, doing business as Rush Truck Center Houston, for purchase of Cummings Diesel engine parts and related service for Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $800,000.
Motion. Second.
Motion from Commissioner Corgi, second from Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, item L5, award a 2-year contract to Parkway Q Corporation for repair services for festoon rollers and wharf cranes at Barber's Cut Terminal and Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $300,000.
Motion.
Second.
Motion from Commissioner Branch, second from Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item L6, award an annual contract to Maxim Crane Works for crane rental services and maintenance of equipment and facilities at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal in an amount not to exceed $150,000.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Branch, second from Commissioner Corgi. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item L7, award a contract to NetSync Network Solutions to provide network and computer hardware to support the container terminal truck lanes and gate operating system using the Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $675,000.
Motion.
I have a motion.
Second.
From Commissioner Branch, second from Commissioner Meese. All in favor?
I got a question. Did we just do this?
You approved in October of 2016 to purchase the actual operating system. This is what the manufacturer's requirement for hardware is, so servers, things like that.
To actually work
the software. So that's what we're buying now.
The next two come together. Actually, the vendor got on site recognized that our components were aged and didn't match his equipment properly. So that's
it didn't match up, so we're trying to match up.
We're upgrading your own technology.
And while you're at it, the next one goes along with
it. Both of them were together.
We had copper,
go ahead and cabling and infrastructure components to make the network up.
And how's this related to our IT master plan that you briefed us on, Charles, recently?
This is included in the IT.
It's included in that plan? Okay.
This is for every lane at both terminals, not just one. All lanes will be.
Okay. Okay, we already voted on that one. Moving on to L8, award a contract to Triumph Cabling Systems, LLC, for service of network cabling installation using the Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Meese, second by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item L9, approve a change order to Shanghai Zhenhua Heavy Industries Company, LTD, that's ZPMC, for installation of hardware and software on one dockside electric container crane for Wharf 2 at Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $460,000.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, second by Commissioner Don Carlos.
And explain that, what we're doing here, this kind of step
this
forward.
This is something that we've been researching for a while, and it is for remote operation of a crane. I want to be clear, it's not automation. It is not replacing an operator. It's to have the ability for an operator to remotely operate this from the ground or some other location, not in the cab. Think that we might gain opportunities for productivity, efficiency, safety. We face a lot of training issues of training new operators, so we are We want to try this on one crane, install it on one crane. It doesn't affect any other thing. The cab's still going to be there. You're still going to be operated at what it is, but it's something that we would like to try. It's been used in many ports around the world, so we're not the first, but it's something that we would like to try and work with labor to see if it's a better opportunity.
Isn't this kind of like a pilot program?
Yes, yeah. Very much so. Very much so.
What other ports is it being used in the United States?
Tom and I saw it in Panama recently. It's being used on the West Coast.
West Coast?
West Coast. I think it improves safety. It brings the operator down, not having to climb up on the crane, those kind of things. I kind of think it's the wave of the future. There's some automated features of the crane that cause a lot of discomfort for the operator as it's correcting swing and sway and those kind of things, which he won't be in it. And plus, we're moving toward, more of an environment where the operators are more thumb people than, people that operate their phones frequently. It gives them better vision, and being in the house is a more conducive environment to the next generation of operators, if I can say it that way.
So we'd like to try.
Okay. Will this affect the delivery schedule of those cranes?
No.
It won't affect your people, will it?
No. Well, it'll affect them, but it might be a good thing.
Nobody's going to lose a job.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, and the delivery schedule on these cranes is?
This is Bayport, so it'll be first quarter next year when that dock is finished.
First quarter 2018.
Right.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item L10. Amend the professional service agreement with CBNI Government Solutions Incorporated, doing business as CBNI GBB International, LLC, to perform additional inspection services for construction of 3 dockside electric container cranes for Wharf 2 at Barber's Cut Terminal in an amount not to exceed $123,200.
Motion.
Second.
Motion from Commissioner Corrigy, second from Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, moving on to the people section of our agenda. Item M1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a services contract in an amount not to exceed $326,588 for regular cleaning services for 2 years beginning April 1st, 2017 for the Executive Office Building, the Port Coordination Center, Sam Houston Pavilion, and 10 gatehouses to the top-ranked proposer. Staff's ranking is first, GMW Quality Cleaning Solutions, doing business as Hospitality Cleaning Solutions, LLC, and second, Metro Clean Commercial Building Services.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Corrigy, second from Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item M2, issue a purchase order and enter into a 1-year agreement with Sunil Solutions, LLC, the sole source provider for an automated learning management system and talent suite, to include an applicant tracking system and performance management system in an amount not to exceed $87,800. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion from Commissioner Don Carlos, second from Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor?
Question.
Okay.
Well, will this system allow for when people apply for jobs, us to respond to them in a timely manner?
Jessica, can you answer
this one? It does allow for that. It is the same system that we're currently using today, but we do have that ability to monitor how long it is that those things have been out.
Okay. One of the biggest complaints I get from people is that, that they apply for jobs and they never hear. It goes into a hole and they never hear back from the port. No communications at all. So
we are starting to look at that process for the application process to make sure that we're filling positions in a timely manner, because sometimes we do have positions that are open.
Well, just, I mean, not necessarily so much as it's filling them, but it's notifying that they're in the pipeline and, or that we've reviewed their application and, you know, they're not being considered, or, you know, some communication.
Just replying back.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the applicant tracking system cover Commissioner Branch's concern?
It does have that ability to do those automated communications.
Okay.
Like sending a text and not getting response back,
Wonder,
did they get the text?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we had a motion and a second and a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The technology portion of our agenda, N1, award a contract to SHI Warranty Services for hardware and software support using Byboard National Purchasing Cooperative Program in an amount not to exceed $70,000.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item N2, award a contract to SHI Government Solutions to provide VMware annual software licensing and software support to the current Port Authority's IT infrastructure using the Department of Information Resources Cooperative Purchasing Program in an amount not to exceed $120,000.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Corgi, second by Commissioner Branch. All in favor?
I got a question on that one, too.
Okay, we have a question.
Explain that to me.
You can buy a physical machine. This allows us to put multiple physical machines into one. We've been doing it for years. It saves us energy, cooling, and space.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, that concludes our open agenda. We are going to recess for a bit and move into an executive session, and we'll reconvene in 7 minutes. That's
all right.
So, Eric,
all right, it's 9:58 a.m. The Port Commission of the Port Eastern Authority of Harris County, Texas, will now convene in a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meeting Act and Government Code to conduct private consultation with attorneys, including consultation regarding foreign trade zone number 84, deliberate regarding real estate, including deliberation regarding attorney-based internal properties, economic development negotiations or incentives, employment evaluation of public employees, including deliberations regarding public employees and security-related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene in public session after the closed meeting is adjourned.
March Port Authority meeting. We have no action items that resulted from our brief executive session. Our next meeting of the Port Commission is on April the 25th, 2017. This meeting is adjourned.